This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The economics of climate change this morning. There's new data plus a new Nobel Prize. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Scientists with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change are in South Korea. They released a report today that details what would have to be done in order to keep global temperatures from rising by more than 1.5 degrees Celsius. In short, it'll take drastic action and soon. So what's the significance of 1.5 degrees? Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
In 2015, the Paris Climate Agreement saw the countries of the world commit to keeping temperature rise limited to 2 degrees Celsius, but they also agreed to try to keep it even cooler. That's especially important to small island nations.
2 degrees of warming might actually really compromise their existence.
Kelly Levin is with the World Resources Institute. She says sticking to 1.5 degrees would be much safer, but much harder.
You essentially have to slash emissions to half of what they are today by 2030 and then phase them out completely before mid-century.
Nigel Purvis is CEO of Climate Advisors. He hopes the new report will help convince governments and corporations they need to increase their emissions reduction efforts.
The temperature is rising faster than previously thought. The impacts are worse than previously thought. And we need to get moving.
Some estimates say we're far off from hitting even the 2-degree mark. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
Also this morning, the Nobel Prize in Economics was awarded to two people. One of them is Yale's William Nordhaus, who developed a way to think about the benefits and costs of mitigating climate change. The other winner today is also familiar to Marketplace listeners. Paul Romer at NYU figured out a way to factor in technology and economic growth calculations. Yes, it is technically the Swedish Riksbank Prize in Economic Sciences. Let's do the numbers. The bond market is closed for Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The stock market will be open. Dow and NASDAQ futures are down 0.4%. London's FTSE is down 0.7%. America's trade deficit is growing when you count goods and services, but services alone tell a different story, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
When it comes to services, the U.S. is actually running a trade surplus. In August, a $23 billion surplus. Constance Hunter is chief economist at accounting firm KPMG.
We sell a whole bunch of high-end services to the rest of the world, and it's really the sweet spot of our economy.
Services like accounting, legal services, cloud computing. Farouk J. Contractor is a business professor at Rutgers.
More than a third, it's 34% of U.S. exports in total, are not in goods but in services.
So why does the trade deficit, which is mostly goods, get all the attention? Barbara Matthews is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
You can measure how many physical tennis balls were shipped in or out of the country. It is a lot harder to measure what kinds of design services have been shipped outside of the country.
But once you wrap your mind around it, the numbers look pretty good. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A person we often consult for wisdom on financial policy news is Karen Petru. She's managing partner with Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. Now, this time, Karen joins us from our Washington Bureau, not as an analyst, but as a champion of a financial innovation that she's trying to get Congress to approve. It's a method to attract big money to cure blindness. Karen, good to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, you've helped draft a bill that in these polarized times has gotten some bipartisan support.
It is indeed bipartisan. And I think that's because this bill is a pilot. It's a pilot program to use a very carefully crafted federal guarantee that we do not believe will cost taxpayers any money to speed all the promising treatments and cures, starting with blindness, over what's called the Valley of Death, where public funding stops before venture capital and biopharma money kicks in, the middle where you prove whether these promising treatments and cures are really going to cure something. And this bill creates something called EYE bonds, to test this idea.
On the upside, there's an interesting upside for an investor who kicks in some money to help research blindness. And let's say it turns out it was a great idea and it starts to take off. They don't just get their money back. What happens?
Most importantly, they do get their money back. There'll be a package of projects in each bond so that even if a few fail, the taxpayer is protected and the investor is very, very likely to get its money back. 10 to 13% of the combat injuries in our last few wars are vision related. We help fix them and get wounded warriors back fully functioning in society. And of course, many older Americans are suffering from age-related macular degeneration, which robs people of sight often when they're at their most vulnerable.
This concept could work for a lot of other different areas of medical research that are also pressing. Why start with eye bonds and dealing with blindness, Karen?
Now, David, we've never met. Well, and that's why you've never gotten to pet my guide dog. If we met eye to eye, you'd see that mine don't work the way they used to. And that's why when my husband and I started thinking about how to speed treatments and cures across the spectrum of disease and disability, we picked the one that affects us the most immediately, blindness.
I know, we've talked about your dog, and it was only deep into our radio relationship that you had said guide dog not too long ago, and I guess a penny dropped.
Well, it's not relevant to my practice. I advise a lot of major financial institutions, and I don't think they care whether my eyes work. I think they want to know if my brain works, and so far, happily, more than a few of them still think it does.
Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics, managing partner. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
The structure of the EYEI bonds is inspired by some financial innovation developed to attract money to environmental sustainability projects. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.